This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair. Welcome to the Midweek Affair commentary track for the month of June. It's July 2nd, therefore we're talking about June, aren't we now? I'm Hikaru Freeman, joined by the new permanent hosts, presenters of the permanent presenters, I like that sort of alliteration, of The Affair, Brett Scribes and Sweets, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's Brett Scriver, but we were just saying before, Sweets and Scribes.
Yeah. Like it.
I've got to ask, now, you guys have gone through life with the initials BS.
Yes.
How much stick have you gotten for it?
Well, surprisingly.
Oh, okay.
No, surprisingly, Barbara and I, all share the same initial. So I've walked away from it.
I have had a few people ask me that, and I never, ever heard it. Ever. No one ever said anything to me.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
Until I was probably 30, and someone went, ha ha, BS. And I went, what? And they went, you know, BS. And I went, ah, no one's ever brought that up.
I think it's an American thing because that's never actually been brought
really?
Up either. Yes, seriously.
Yeah. Also,
I've been called many things in my time. Many, many things.
Just to get rid of the juvenile stuff. And by the way, this is a podcast, so therefore, as standard is with every single Affair podcast, we'll be swearing.
Also, we can say bullshit.
Oh yes.
Oh thank God.
I won't. I'll be saying BS.
But you're a good country boy.
Hopefully,
he's a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh,
don't you forget it.
I just realized all the cheesiness that we can do, and there's mountains of it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. Now, neither of you have got the middle name of James.
No.
No.
Or Joseph.
No.
Okay, good. So you weren't BJ.
But I do have Jacqueline.
Oh. Your middle initial is Jack. Name is Jacqueline.
I just thought I'd wonder if you'd figure
that out. I've always wanted to go through the name. Jackie. I've actually always wanted to go through, have the name Evelyn or I've like that, just to sort of just say Evelyn Freeman, you know. Because my mother's name was my mother was.
You have got Hikaru, Lachlan. What's the other one?
Freeman.
That's what. And you need to add Evelyn. Evelyn.
I wanted to change my name to Evelyn.
Oh, okay.
Did you like being called Brett?
Honestly or not honestly?
Honestly.
Honestly, not really.
No, neither did I.
My middle name's Edward. And I've always...
Bess.
Bess. I've always really liked... I was waiting for it. I always really liked the name Edward because you can be called Edward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Ted.
Don't like that.
Okay. Teddy.
No, don't like that.
But Edward.
Okay.
I actually think it's really nice. And I like my full name, Brett Edward Scriver. I think that's quite nice. But Brett, for me, growing up at the supermarket, you had three different types of trolley boys. You had Todd, Craig, and Brett. And they always collected trolleys at the local supermarket.
There you go.
Now, Mr. Sweeting, what's your middle name?
Robert.
So we have... Okay.
Which I would also have been quite happy to have been.
Yeah. Bob? Rob?
No, I don't like Bob, but I could go with Robert.
Robert.
Yeah,
Porgy Robert. And Bess.
I thought you were calling me Porky there.
No, Porgy! Oh, no,
she's sensitive.
Porgy!
She's sensitive about her weight. Even though she's not fat.
No.
This is what I don't understand. You're very sensitive about your weight, but you're not actually fat.
If your initials are Bess...
Yes.
Then would you agree to be called Porgy?
No.
No. And you know what? I support him with that because it's too close to Porky.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not nice.
No.
Okay.
What nickname can we give you? Oh, Hickey.
I've gone through life with the nickname of basically a pash rash, you know. That's
not a bad thing.
I had never even done made that connection, much like the BS. I've never... I think it's because I spell Hickey like my friend Nikki spells her name Nikki. So I spell it H-I-K-K-I, so I never actually
thought it's how the nickname is supposed to be in Japan, because it's H-I-K-K-I. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, it is technically Hickey because of the infamous Hickey Freeman clothing line.
I don't know what that is.
It's a very she country roadish, like Peter Jackson.
You often hear in a sentence. Isn't
what?
She country roadish.
Anyway,
that
sorry.
Is true. That is good
it's,
call.
It's
good
a
call.
Peter Jackson like line in the US.
Oh, okay. Do we even have to? I can't even believe he said Peter and Jackson.
There you go.
And it's called Hickey Freeman. H-I-K-E-Y.
Really?
Seriously. It is called Hickey Freeman. Look it up.
Oh, I don't deny it.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
when you used to have a store in the South called the Piggly Wiggly, and I just thought it was just made up, but that's actually a supermarket.
Oh, yeah. They're Piggly Wigglies.
The Piggly Wiggly.
The Piggly Wiggly in Wisconsin.
From Driving Miss Daisy.
Gold.
Mm. Now, we actually are here to as is the month every single month. We do discuss the month, if that month that has passed, which started out with Radiothon, which was the first ever affair Radiothon. Now, both of you, what was Sweets and Scribes? Mm-hmm. What was your feeling when you came in there and you just thought, what the hell have I signed myself up for?
Well, I felt a bit of pressure because being Radiothon, the studio was full of phone volunteers and we were all supposed to be on our best behavior and roping in lots of membership entries and things like that.
Yes.
And mostly what I remember is my ability to smoothly segue into a phone in now and join up.
Can I say, best segue here at Joy?
Yes.
That whole time at Radiothon, it was just like, and you even topped yourself. Each time you said, and just remember, and you too can do that. And it's such a shame we don't have a webcam because he even swung in the chair in the manner of like Michael Parkinson.
It's like I get the idea and I've just got to run with it.
But it was the most actually hectic I've ever seen this studio before. And
do you know every time someone says Dylan, and this is showing my age, and I don't care, I'm 39, I admit it. Dylan, I always think Dylan from the Magic Roundabout.
I thought you were going to say 90210.
Oh, and 90210, actually, for that reason.
Dylan from the Magic Roundabout.
Yeah, Dylan was, wasn't Dylan the one who jumped up and down?
I don't remember.
Dylan was the dog.
No.
Was Dylan the dog or was Dylan the rabbit? Because remember,
Dylan was the rabbit.
Dylan was the rabbit because his name was Bob.
Dougal was the dog.
No, the reason why he was called Dylan is because of Bob Dylan, because they thought that he was a stoner.
Do you remember the cow that used to talk? About every time she talked, it was just a flower in her mouth, like whizzing around. The 70s have a lot to explain when it comes to children animation.
I remember it being on, but I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't, and always Dougal used to hunt for sugar lumps.
Yeah.
So he used to have this sugar lump pile that he used to hide. And Dougal was
giving a good example to the children nutritionally-wise.
Anyway, 40 years later, there's an obesity epidemic in Australia.
Bad teeth and obesity.
H&R Puffin stuff, that's all I have to say.
Yes. Very much so. That and Gimme Gimme Octopus, which is in the same... it's in the same vein as...
I've never even heard of that
You
one.
Have to Google this tonight.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Gimme Gimme Octopus, and it is a Japanese version of H.R. Puffin stuff. So, you know, with H.R. Puffin stuff, there was the dragon and Jimmy and the talking flute and the witchy poo and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was all sort of psychedelic. So Gimme Gimme Octopus is this red octopus, which is a man dressed up as a red octopus. Set's very similar. He has a best friend who's a peanut, giant peanut.
Well, what other sort would there be?
There's his girlfriend who is like a catfish. Because, you know, I mean, they're both from the sea, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's always these sort of invading characters who are just... They're sort of like these huge plastic... jellyfish.
And they're in the real world. Yeah. That's what makes it so weird. Yeah. They're in reality. It's just like, imagine just walking through the studio right now. Is this person with the octopus on it? And no one bats an eyelid. Yeah.
But it's quite bizarre because you can see that these things have dated really badly. And they do not have a problem with hitting people with baseball bats, like knocking them out, locking up people in jail, stealing babies. It's a really...
And it's also not the most feminist thing on earth.
No, it's a bit like when you made the comment about if Eurovision, you know, if Eurovision was held in Asia, Japan mm-hmm. would be the Germany.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Japan lives up to just being, it's some crazy shit that you've got to watch.
You're talking to someone who's got a Japanese name and you can tell how weird I am already. So it's just gone on to that. Oh, now, the Radiothon show itself.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's no way to describe what the atmosphere is. Sweets.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your second Radiothon or third?
Second Radiothon.
Okay, second Radiothon. My second one, and it was your second one.
It was technically my second one because the first one, we just finished Taste of Radio.
Yeah.
So I did a couple of shifts in the phone room. Mm-hmm. I actually took a day off from work. I had some other stuff to do.
You were
and I actually thought,
were,
yeah.
Was it a day off or were you
well,
a.
You took
a day off.
No sickie. I actually had to spend some of it at VCAT.
Oh.
And then I came here and did my
We should clarify
shift.
What that is for.
VCAT is the Victorian Tribunal.
Yes.
For
Civil and Administrative Tribunal.
Thank you.
55 King Street, Melbourne.
Yes, thank you.
Says the lawyer over there.
Basically, I had to take a name. It's very boring, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm big for development and appropriate development because cities are they're kinetic and they grow and they shrink and they expand and contract depending on population and industry and a whole variety of factors. And my suburb is an old Edwardian suburb,
which is
Carnegie. And Carnegie. I'm Brett from Carnegie. I'm very proud of being from Carnegie. And we are going
flips
through
his Jennifer
massive
Lopez hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What hair? And we're going through this massive transformation where people are now deciding in older suburbs, do you bulldoze and start again or do you restore? And I like what we're doing in my suburb, that we're doing a bit of both, as long as it's appropriate.
Yeah.
And there was actually an article today in The Age about this and how local councils are finally going to get together and actually stop things going to VCAT because it's taking up so much of time. So
going logically.
Yeah, because I believe if you're going to be in a neighbourhood, like gayberhoods.
Yes.
We're referring to.
Smooth.
You have to be part of the community.
The
I know. I can only work up to your standard. Yeah. You know that.
Now, actually, though, speaking of that, I have to tell you the story about the neighborhood I grew up in.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I grew up in basically Milwaukee's equivalent to Toorak. I realize that in itself sounds quite hilarious.
What was the name of the suburb?
Mequon. Yes. Mequon.
What
Native American name?
Okay, I didn't want it because Milwaukee does sound
it is
Native American.
Milwaukee is Native American. Good. Now this is how we. It is not a law per se in Mequon that everything has to be Cape Cod colonial. However, it is an unofficial law, and we're not just talking houses, petrol stations, the McDonald's. Every single thing has to be Cape Cod colonial. And if you do not put it Cape Cod colonial, you will get your development permit hung up to dry.
Do you know how much I loved Cape Cod growing up? Because I would see a Cape Cod house, and I still do today. And I know it probably is very different because you grew up in America.
Yeah.
But I would see these homes. Because homes, like the suburbs in the 60s and the 70s in Australia, were bland. They weren't interesting. You occasionally got a beautiful architecturally designed house, but most of it was that cream brick, nothing house. The gardens were beautiful, and I'd always see American suburbs and go, that's something to aspire to.
Yeah, but when it becomes when the petrol stations look that, I mean, that's when you have to sort of... Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I could take a picture of like the Mequon City Hall and its Cape Cod colonial. It's very freaky, very freaky. But getting back to Radiothon, this is the last thing I want to say is that because it was our last, wound up being my last one because I'm getting ready to go to Sydney. Not that I'm very happy about that.
You're very happy about that.
I'm very happy about that, but only for NRL reasons. But because of that,
do you know what NRL is, Brett?
It's a sport. But do you know what? You're asking the guy the other day, because there's been that British Irish Lions
football. Sean,
No, I don't know, but I actually said, why are all these men walking around wearing Manchester Unity t-shirts? Someone went, that's a health fund.
Oh, bless. Yeah. I'm just saying, that if you do awesome. Not become into rugby, take a look at this.
Okay, this is excellent. Now, this is what we're looking at the moment.
We are looking at a name.
Sean Maitland.
Yes.
Who plays for the British
and Irish Lions rugby.
And one could only describe him as hot.
Yes.
He's, yeah, if you like that kind of thing.
What, chisel jaw, nice body.
Chisel jaw, yeah. Nice
body. Yeah. No. Wears thin after a while.
And since the man with the Mexican boyfriend.
Or do I?
Oh, do. Well, he might be going out with, yes.
Yes, but anyway, who Sean knows? Maitland right yes. there is a good enough reason to get interested in the Lions rugby.
I don't know about that because, you know, you could show me photos of AFL players and I find them very pretty, but I still have no interest in
I sport. Have yet to see a pretty AFL player.
Oh, there's many.
Oh, no, there's quite a few.
Joe Watson is on the verge.
No, who's Joe Watson?
Job.
He's allegedly. I don't know
Job from Arrested Development.
Drugs.
That one.
Yes.
No, not well, you're making him. You're making him. Yeah, because
things that weren't approved by the authorities.
Not like, oh, my life is in the tailspin.
LSD. We're talking about just like performance.
Peptides.
Oh, peptides. Okay. Yeah. Performance.
He said he'd taken them, but yeah, they didn't know. He didn't know they were on the banned list or something.
And now they're talking about stripping him away of his brown note. He is the first AFL player I've seen outside of Ben Cousins, but that's my own personal thing. That actually is good looking. All the rest of them look
many.
No, they look like Gumby.
No, that's because all these ones that you're looking at have like got no necks.
And how many of them are green and plastic?
Well, maybe Joe Watson will turn that way when they describe. Now,
Gumby. I've never heard that the Australian AFL players look like Gumby.
No.
Well, don't. It's because there's to play AFL, you have to be really tall and really.
No, you're not like basketball tall. They're just.
There's a lot of carryover.
Can I say talking about basketball?
Yeah.
I have to say it. Now, I don't follow sports. I know ice skating and diving, and really, that's really just because I'm gay. Really. I know that.
I'm not even sure ice skating counts as a sport.
Not really. It's just dancing on ice, isn't it? Being pretty. Hey,
yes.
The black basketballer.
Oh, that really narrows it down.
Who came out. I think that does
does say, yes. Jason something.
Isn't he almost like 6'6 or something? Like he's a ridiculous, like he's
that's
a giant.
That's on par though for a basketball. I mean,
but I think he's really
basketballer,
tall.
That's quite, there's some who are like average. Nudging 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think and there's a reason almost. Why
they get all those Africans playing it because a lot of them are really, really tall.
That's the same hand gesture you used when you were describing the AFL players as Gumbies.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, to describe the gesture, it's basically what I'm doing is I'm looking
it's
like
bubble gum stuck between two hands.
I was going to say, saltwater taffy, given that we were on the pier the other day.
Nice. Oh, yes. We were on the pier, but we'll get to the pier later.
Jesus, that was a head fuck.
Oh, God. Actually, let's jump into it. Okay. Now,
I like to swear, Brad. I do apologize. You're very shocked. I know.
Go for it. We have to go back to catching up.
Yes.
R.I.P. Catching up.
Yes. We're resting, apparently.
Resting.
But it was good. You know what? A year on the radio was awesome. And I never thought finishing The Taste of Radio, we would go straight into a show. I always thought it would be me sort of filling in.
Really?
Positions, yeah. Uh-huh. And we got a show and we did it and we learned a lot.
You guys just met during the Taste of Radio.
Yeah. Jamie and I met 20 years before.
You have to tell the story.
We did this gay man's health course. Okay. I was 19 and he was 18 because Jamie's 1 year older than me, though she does look a little older. We hung out. We were friends. We were friends of a bigger circle. We used to go out to get like go out as as friends, and then nothing. And then we reacquainted at Joy. It was there the most go. Oddest thing 20 years later.
That's really sweet.
And we all got together and Dolly, we really liked Dolly and great DJ. She knows her music. So we got together. But do you know, I think it was, we were so excited at the beginning because it was all so new. Yeah. And I think the one thing that's apparent to the three of us is we actually wanted three different shows. And that's really hard when you've got three different directions in one show.
Oh, I can tell you. I mean, the first show I was on, I don't think you were ever part of it. I'm looking at Brett Sweeting because he came through news, was World Wide Wave. I literally,
oh, really? Were you on that?
Yeah, you were.
We literally, we went straight from Taste of Radio into On Air. And I sat there thinking like, I've just been in news for 8 years. Do you think I want to do it for any longer? And I realized, oh, fuck, I might as well just go ahead and do it. And it was actually really fun. But then I actually started chafing under this sort of like, I don't want to talk about depressing and why gay rights. And
yeah, look, and it's quite funny you should say that because, look, and the wonderful thing about Joy is this. So there's such a diverse programs, and that's awesome. But for me and Dolly and Jamie, we wanted some light entertainment.
Yes.
And I think the one thing that all my friends say, they all want to be supportive of Joy.
Yeah.
They like the music. They love the fact that there is a GLBTI full-time gay radio station.
We do this for free,
they
people.
They find the politics and the seriousness, unfortunately. And I understand, and I'm part of this organization, so I understand there has to be part of it, but sometimes I think we get go a little serious. Bit too...
Yeah, like, I mean, literally sometimes collectively, I think a lot of the political shows need to take the little thing out of their bum.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, though, because where else are they going to get a forum for
That's
those
true.
Issues? Whereas if you want frothy light entertainment, you can kind of tune into
our
many
show.
Stations. No. You can tune into many stations. I mean, it won't be particularly gay focused.
Yeah.
You know, that's not to say I'm volunteering to become, you know, the presenter of the station's
God,
most serious
news program.
Please don't
tell me I'm just about to do a show with bloody Harvey Milk.
Yes.
Well, how was it actually? Well, speaking of, how was it actually changing the mode in there? Like coming from catching up, you had your show was coming on right after Lefty Pinko's.
Yes.
How was it to sort of change the mood in the story?
We had the Spirit Lounge initially.
Yeah.
And
but that's the same sort of
absolutely very serious. And I think, although we got to know those presenters over time, I think initially they just looked at us like, here comes the clowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think we've developed that. And I've gotten to probably know Andrew from the show.
Yeah.
And I think what a wonderful young man he is. Mm. And it really touched my heart when he talked about on Radiothon and Catching Up when he said... He was this gay boy in the suburbs and he couldn't connect with anyone. And then he somehow got involved with Taste of Radio and he was like, well, who would want to listen to me on air? He goes, I don't have the right voice for radio. But that's what I do like about Joy because it does give everyone an opportunity to speak. And unfortunately, I still think we're probably too serious, but I also understand the need for it.
Yeah,
and you're right, Brett.
Exactly.
You know, we need to have it.
Well, then, and then Brett, you yourself came from the news side and... which is itself serves their serious world. Like, how did you find actually going from the day-to-day grind from in 7 in the morning to...
Well, I think I was perhaps always a frustrated light entertainment personality bursting to get out because I would news and that was fine. But the highlight of me doing the news, and I still do the news occasionally, was... when I would be in the studio and have like a little 30-second chat with the on-air presenters. And that was like the most fun part of doing it. And so, and then I actually, I kind of had an in-between step. So then I went from news and while I was doing news, I do and am this Saturday doing Saturday Magazine, which is kind of newsy slash a little bit light, you know, it's arts and culture and things, but also kind of news-based and stuff. So that gave me a little bit more of an opportunity to kind of waffle on.
What I like about Saturday Magazine, because technically Catching Up wasn't actually a magazine-style show. You never know. It was a little bit like a circus some weeks. It's very structured. However, it's focused on, right, this is the segment.
Yeah.
Then we go to TRAF or community service announcements for those not in the biz. It's a shame there's not a little bit more music. I would have liked to hear a little bit more music because I'm normally in the car Saturday morning.
Yeah, so. it's kind of, I guess that comes up with any of those talking-based shows. It's a long time to listen to people talk, but if the topic is interesting, then it doesn't seem like a long time.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm a bit of a music listener.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think I'm going out of bounds by saying that occasionally if it gets a little less interesting, I'll do the old we're going to a song routine.
Can I say that I'm glad you raised that because we had situations that we were really lucky that we got some really funny guests in and we had people like Anne Edmonds, who's a local comedian who's doing a skit show pilot at the moment. We had Tom Binns, a UK comedian. We had some musicians on who were funny and interesting. Yeah. And that's what you want a guest to be, funny or interesting. It's when they're too serious.
Yes.
And I mean, I understand because, you know, someone who devotes their life all for an art or whatever you define art as, and they
just, you only had a
they
webcam.
Can't laugh at themselves and they can't step back and see it, and it kills an interview. It absolutely kills an interview.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I've been party to these interviews and I've also heard them where kind of you realise that the topic perhaps wasn't worthy of the amount of time that's been allocated to it. And you can kind of hear the host asking the same question but in a slightly different
which
manner.
Is one of the reasons why when I've done search for co-presenters, I actually decided to just say I'm just going to have anyone that a month is the month minimum. Blah, 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 blah. I can't really speak today. Yes, a month minimum stay. So that was one of the reasons why, because I automatically wanted to pick interesting people more than that. And
I'm having an affair.
What? Who's the caterer?
You've been listening to An Affair podcast on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au/theaffair.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.